Hello, and thank you for downloading the Sporting Witness podcast from the BBC World Service with me, Eleanor Oldroyd. Today, we're marking the 10th anniversary of the death of the German international goalkeeper Robert Enke, who killed himself after years of mental illness. His death shocked the world of football, and in 2010, I travelled to Germany for the BBC to find out more about it from Robert's closest friends. In November 2009, thousands of fans of the Bundesliga team Hannover 96 gathered in their stadium for a memorial service for Robert Enke. As the supporters left flowers and lit candles, Robert's wife, Teresa, revealed that the goalkeeper had suffered for years from depression.
Weil es ein ausdrücklicher Wunsch war aus Angst, sein Sport, unser
Privatleben. He explicitly didn't want it to be public. He didn't want to lose everything, his sport, our private life, which was crazy in retrospect, because of course, it's all coming out now. We thought we could face anything, and we thought, with love, it's possible. But you can't always face it in the end.
Also there was Jörg Nebelung, Robert Enke's agent and close friend.
Robert was probably the most gentle guy I met in my career. He was not focused on things like money and was not focused on the show. He was focused on football.
Cyril Bertel breaking through and Enke's quick thinking denying Hamburg.
We had a lot of fun together. He enjoyed good food, the sun, the water, the ocean. Being together with Teresa, the biggest thing, of course, for him, this couple, this love.
Did he fear failure?
Robert was a perfectionist, and faults, if he makes it made it in the training or even in the game, were turning around quite a long time in his mind.
Oh, what a mistake! That really nearly cost Hannover a goal.
Jörg says the first indications of Robert's illness came in 1999, when he signed for the Lisbon club Benfica. He began to experience panic attacks.
1-2 hours after the signature, he said, I have to fly home. He was crying and under tears and lying in his bed. And then I realized, okay, I have to bring him out here. I'm his agent, and this is what I have to do now.
Despite his private difficulties, Robert had a successful spell in Portugal. His good form led to a dream move to arguably the world's most glamorous club, Barcelona. But the dream soon soured, says his biographer and friend Ronald Reng.
Luis van Gaal, the manager at the time, decided to start the season with 19-year-old Victor Valdes in goal. And that was quite a shock for Robert. And he was torturing himself with doubts. I remember sitting with him, and even when he was choking, his face wasn't moving. His face was like stone. And I realized there was a man who had big problems.
In 2003, Robert was loaned out to the Turkish club Fenerbahce, a team several notches down the football ladder. His debut was a disaster.
He went into that game being depressed, not being able to move as quickly as a goalkeeper needs to move. So he made some mistakes. So after one game, he went to the manager and said, "Please cancel my contract. I have to stop playing football. I need therapy." He went to Cologne to have therapy. He was unemployed for half a year. Everybody in football, not knowing about his depression, thought, what kind of player is that? Is that a softie cancelling a contract just because he had one bad game? But for him, it was very important to make that decision.
These diary entries give an idea of Robert's state of mind at the time.
12th of August 2003. I've got to learn to really listen to what my heart rather than my head is telling me. In my current state, I'm not equipped for the business of football. I haven't been able to admit that to myself, although I was always happy if I didn't have to play in games, even the training ones. I used to make out it was a great injustice, which now and again, perhaps it was. But in truth, deep down, I was always relieved. I'm also terrified of what the public think, the press and people's stares. Anxiety cripples me. I don't know how long it's been since I was actually excited about a game. In future, we'll try to write from the heart. I'm hoping it'll help.
Robert's therapy sessions seemed to work well, and he appeared to enjoy another loan move, this time to Tenerife.
He was, you could say, reborn again after that depression. He went to play on in a second division in Tenerife. He was a substitute goalkeeper at Tenerife, but he was happy. He was just happy to live again, to enjoy life again.
Then Robert Enke moved back to Germany and Hannover 96. But in September 2006, he suffered personal trauma on a huge scale with the death of his two-year-old daughter Lara, who was born with a serious heart defect. Agent Jörg Nebelung.
Lara, she has to survive these three operations in nearly 2 years, three operations in the heart. The fourth operation was only to give her the chance to hear, and she died because her body was too weak. But Robert came back really fast to the field because this was his way to handle this big tragedy.
They then went on and adopted another little girl, and that must have brought them great happiness.
Definitely. Lila is a beautiful girl, but nobody knows why. Then in the summer 2009, the depression comes again.
Waits for some support, shoots on the turn, terrific save by Enke. Really good save, and then Beck clears the ball out of play by the halfway line, but Germany's goalkeeper had to be alert there.
In 2009, Robert was playing so well that he became the first choice for the German national side. But his depression also led him to imagine that the adoption process might be stopped if people found out about his illness.
He was afraid that his phone would ring. He was afraid that he had to go to his neighbor's birthday and had somebody would approach him. So he was living in a world where there was just darkness and fearfulness. And this was just one of the many fears he was haunted by.
On the 8th of November, Hannover 96 drew 2-2 at home with Hamburg. It was Robert Enke's last game.
Enke coming out to deny Cyril Bauter, who could have wrapped things up there for Hamburg.
There's a photo after the game where he looked up to the to heaven, maybe to Lara, I don't know.
2 days later, Robert went missing. His agent Jörg and Theresa Enke began frantically searching for him.
I was here in my office at lunchtime. He was not picking up. I thought, okay, he's in the training. And then after he gave no back call, this was the first hit I felt, okay, oh, something is going wrong there. We started ringing around, and this was the moment she called me directly back and said, Jörg, he had no training, and this was the moment we get something like panic. I told her, listen, Theresa, go up to his room and try to find a letter. And she found it as we were connected on the phone, and this was a moment I never forget in my life. I told her she should call her girlfriend. They both should drive to the cemetery, to Lara. Driving around, I was calling the police.
Robert Enke had visited Lara's grave before killing himself.
Sports news this evening, and we start with a very sad story. Germany's goalkeeper Robert Enke, who played in their World Cup qualifiers, has died.
The country is shocked this morning. Certainly you can feel that just looking at some of the newspaper headlines. And the German Football Federation has expressed its great shock. The team manager says he's beyond words.
Robert Enke felt he had to keep his mental illness secret from virtually everybody. But since his death, his family have spoken very frankly, wanting to make it clear that depression can affect anyone and it's important to seek help. Their Robert Enke Foundation now offers support to sports people and non-sports people alike. And his friend Ronald Reng wrote the award-winning biography, A Life Too Short, about Robert's illness.
He thought he couldn't tell anybody. It came to a complete surprise to me. His friends and the people close to him, when we started to think again a few weeks afterwards, it was quite clear to his closest friends and Theresa that they wanted this biography just to remember him. And so Theresa handed over his diaries to me. Psychologists in Germany who have written the book now said his descriptions of depressions are basically a gift to other people who suffer from depression. They can see that even a goalkeeper, even we think the strongest man in our society, the one who never makes a mistake, even he suffers from depression.
Ronald Reng, ending that edition of Sporting Witness, presented by me, Eleanor Oldroyd. If you're experiencing emotional stress and would like details of organisations which offer advice and support,
you can go online to Befrienders Worldwide, or in the UK to bbc.co.uk/actionline. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.